All right, it's Super Bowl week, baby. We've made it.
Let's go.
It's a Super Bowl 60 week edition of Overreaction Monday. Rich Eisen along with Chris Brockman. How are you, sir?
Rich, I'm excellent. No football this weekend. A little weird. But now we finally made it.
I know.
The big game's here.
The Pro Bowl games competitions
is now Tuesday.
No. Week. I mean they're flipping around, they're jumping around, catching footballs, they're doing stuff.
Yeah, I mean that's fun, but
this is it now.
Yeah,
this is it now.
That's it.
We don't call it a parade, a pre-parade, pre-Super Bowl parade,
send off,
a rally,
send off.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's been 12 of those now.
Oh yeah, a lot.
The Patriots had their send off.
It was great.
Okay.
Matt Collins going nuts.
Okay.
All the Warriors stuff.
All the Warriors stuff.
Yeah.
Before he goes to the
clinking
Golden State.
Bottles.
Is that what he's doing the Warriors stuff for?
I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know how it became a rallying cry, but it's pretty fun.
You know what we're not going to do? Get inside Matt Collins' head.
No.
Hit it. Let's do it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
A Super Bowl 60 week edition. Go for it, Chris Brockman.
Gotta do the Jimmy Butler. I'm just like, what did I write this morning?
Right.
Rich, we've been talking about this. I've been talking about this, honestly, since October. And the Vikings did fire their GM last week while we were on the air. Shocking breaking news. The Vikings would be the ones playing in Super Bowl 60 if they kept Sam Darnold.
Oh, come on. That is a total overreaction.
Justin Jefferson has been kind of hinting at it.
I understand what Justin Jefferson has been outstanding all season long, being put in positions to say, do you miss Sam Darnold? Was it a mistake for your front office to let Sam Darnold walk? Or should they have refused to let Sam Darnold walk? You know, should they have given him the proverbial godfather offer? Let's just put it all in perspective here, okay? Again, Minnesota Vikings draft J.J. McCarthy. They move up a spot to go get him, probably after they were one of half a dozen teams rejected by the New England Patriots for the third overall pick.
Sure, that makes sense.
So they move up to get that guy. They know he's not going to be ready, okay? They sense he's not going to be ready. They're hedging their bets that he won't be ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go and get Sam Darnold from the bench in San Francisco, which is a really smart move, just to see what he's got, just to see what the upside could be, just to see if he could be the bridge quarterback before J.J. McCarthy. And not only is he a bridge quarterback, he damn near built a foundation underneath the bridge, right? And so this happens. They then go and win a 14th game by beating the Green Bay Packers. He's brought into the locker room. They put him on his shoulders.
It was amazing.
And it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was easily the best professional moment of this guy's life. And then over the next 2 to 3 weeks, everybody's thinking this was the ceiling that he hit with his head. Because he can't get any better than him winning a 14th regular season game. Because he then gets spanked by Detroit in a win and don't ever leave home game, or you got to go on the road. Then he goes on the road to the Rams, takes 9 sacks. Half of them are laid in his lap because he's holding on to the football, and that's the end of that. Then he goes into the offseason. And now what do you do? Let's not just, you know, listen, the whole business of, you know, the Vikings firing their general manager, and you hear, you know, all weekend long.
Some crazy stories out of there, man.
He had a kid, and then he took paternity leave, which you don't do. It's
2 weeks.
Whatever.
I know.
You know what I mean? But this stuff wasn't brought up, you know, whenever things were going all right or well for the Vikings.
Sure.
The only thing, nothing that I heard over the weekend about why Kwesi Adofo-Mensah was fired by the Vikings, none of it appeared to happen in the last 3 weeks. All of it, if you had a problem with it, was a fireable offense, if it is such a thing, the Monday after the regular season ended, by the way, with the Vikings winning 5 games in a row to go 9-8. That's the moment where you fire your general manager and you go into the general manager pool when it's at its deepest and go and get somebody. The only thing that appeared to change between that Monday and the day that the Vikings made this move was that Sam Darnold made the Super Bowl. So can we sit here and say, no Sam Darnold on Seattle, Sam Darnold on Minnesota means we're all wearing purple? going into the Super Bowl, that's an overreaction. We have no idea how the rest of the season could have gone. You have no idea if that offensive line that J.J. McCarthy couldn't be protected behind, or the offensive line that Carson Wentz blew out his shoulder behind, that wouldn't have gotten Sam Darnold too. We have no idea. This is a total overreaction. The question is, just to bring it all full circle, really,
sure.
Chris,
sure.
Is if the Vikings had been able to get Drake May, would the Patriots be in the Super Bowl right now? And of course the answer is no, right? And if the Vikings had been able to get Drake May, would Sam Darnold be in the Super Bowl right now?
Unless he's on the Patriots.
The answer is most, well, I mean, that's possible, which would have been kind of particularly mind-blowing. Hey, Jets fans, if you think watching the Patriots take on Sam Darnold in the Super Bowl is really bad, yeah. What's worse would have been Sam Darnold going to the Super Bowl as the quarterback of the Patriots. So thanks for helping Jets fans with that silver lining, Chris,
unlikely,
that it could be worse.
Yeah, it definitely could be worse.
That's the question.
Yeah, it definitely could be worse.
You know, so... the sliding doors that have happened because the Patriots told everyone else, pound Sam, we're taking Drake May. So this is an overreaction.
All right. That's fun. I just wanted to kick things off that way.
Great
let's
stuff,
talk Chris. About, let's talk about the game. I think I'm going here. I've been saying this for a few years and I think we're finally going to get it. Non-quarterback is going to win MVP on Super Sunday.
Well, non-quarterback was the winner of the MVP in Super Bowl 50.
Last time in Santa Clara, yes,
Miller.
Yes, yes.
The last time the Seahawks won a Super Bowl, it was a non-quarterback.
Look at
there.
You. Look at you.
Malcolm Smith was a guy.
I think Julian Edelman was the last time the Patriots
All
won the Super
right.
Bowl.
Okay. So, hey, with the way that the Seahawks have been playing, which is, you know, if you take a look at most of the Seahawks wins, I mean, I haven't forensically, you know, CSI'd it down to the last
sure.
digit.
CSI Seattle.
But there have been a handful of Seattle wins that were put together because the defense just spanked everybody in the first yep. half and Darnold didn't have to do very much. So if Darnold doesn't have to do very much and then no skill player does very much because of that and the defense balls out and comes up with a couple of defensive scores – I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. How about this? A non-quarterback will win MVP on Super Sunday is not an overreaction of talking about the Seahawks. How about that? If you want to play this game, which we have to because this is the name of the show.
I like where your head's going here.
And that if the Patriots win Super Bowl 60.
Kind of has to be a Drake May game.
I feel that it would have to be a Drake May game against this defense. Then the kid's really mirroring 2001 with Brady winning it all in his second year, looking at his family, putting his hands on his head in the Superdome.
Yeah.
You know, so I will say this is an overreaction if it's the Patriots winning. It's not an overreaction if the Seahawks win.
Some of the odds, Rich, in case you're interested, Jackson Smith and Jigba has the best non-quarterback odds, +550, Kenneth Walker, +850. And then it really shoots up some of the Patriots players.
Give me Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp, 100-1, along with DeMarcus Lawrence. He's got the best defensive player odds. Leonard Williams, 100-1. Nicky Muniri, 100-1.
Where's Milt Williams?
Milt Williams.
Who's the top-rated defender on the Patriots? Is it Christian Gonzalez?
I think it's Marcus Jones,
okay.
actually.
Oh, because he can do some special teams
No,
too.
Christian Gonzalez, 150-1. Milt Williams, 225-1.
Okay.
Way down. Best Patriots, non-Drake May odds, Ramondre, 30-1. Steph Diggs, 45-1.
Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of a fun one.
The Cooper Kupp winning the MVP would be a wild story that a kid from Eastern Washington, from Yakima,
well done,
would win the MVP of the Super Bowl with his home state team after he wins the MVP of the Super Bowl in Southern California for a team that parts ways with him. He winds up in Seattle and wins the MVP and becomes the first ever Super Bowl MVP to win that award twice, but with separate teams, would be quite the story. That would be wild. So that's 100-1 odds.
100-1 for Cooper Kupp.
I'm just going to split it down the middle here, even though that's not what you're asking me. I'll call this an overreaction for the Patriots, but not one for Seattle.
I like that.
Okay.
Good reasoning. Way to talk that
thank
out.
Thank you. I feel like I was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I just talked out my answer without phoning a friend or asking you to remove
50%
of it.
50-50.
Because that does tell you who would win it. Because it is 50-50, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Vegas might not call it a coin flip, but there are two choices.
It's definitely not a coin flip, but Seattle's still big favorites here on the Monday.
All right, what else you got?
Obviously, Rich, all about the quarterbacks, Drake May, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's looked good. Drake May, not so much in these playoffs. I think these two are going to combine for less passing yards than Tom Brady's Super Bowl record of 505 set against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Great one. I don't think that's an overreaction as well. Not the way that the Patriots have been playing defense, the way that Seattle's playing defense. What's the silly over-under on this thing?
The silly over-under on the game?
Yeah.
It's dropped. It's down to 45.5. It opened at 46.
Okay. I will just answer with this by saying, first of all, I don't believe that's an overreaction. This is going to be the first Super Bowl matchup ever between quarterbacks that were drafted top five and are not yet 30 years old. It's the first Super Bowl matchup in history between two teams with starting quarterbacks and head coaches all in their first or second season in a role with the team. This is the first Super Bowl between starting quarterbacks that each have fewer than four career playoff starts since Super Bowl 34 when Kurt Warner needed that extra yard against Steve McNair. So it's wild how this Super Bowl matchup at quarterback is unlike in many ways what we've ever seen before. They're both the third overall pick in their drafts as well. And 2024 are two of three drafts with four first-round quarterbacks that all went on to win a playoff start. And 83 is the other one as well, with Elway, Jim Kelly, Tony Eason, and Dan Marino. Tony Eason being the first ever quarterback to ever go to the Super Bowl, to ever quarterback a Patriots Super Bowl, by the way, now 11 Super Bowls ago. So there's not a lot of experience between these two for a game of this magnitude, period, end of story. And with the defenses on top of it going at them, with one guy with an oblique and another guy with a shoulder, we're already knowing who's both of them aren't 100%. They're going to try and establish the run. Watch Rashid Shaheed will return too, and Marcus Jones will return too. And this all goes, Rashid Shaheed will do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right. Marcus Jones picks six. Right. Something like that. Yeah.
Right. So I'm not talking my way out of this answer. All right, that's not a bad choice. Keep that in mind right there.
But okay.
It is again, a rare quarterback matchup in the Super Bowl.
I love it.
Especially since, you know, Darnold is the third quarterback in Super Bowl history to start in a Super Bowl, having played for at least five or more teams, with Chris Chandler being the last, and the only other one was Earl Morrill of Super Bowl III. So Darnold himself is a unicorn in a game like this or something similar.
Yep.
And then you got Drake May, who's trying to become the youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl. So put it all together against these defenses. I think you're spot on in this one. You're sniffing it out.
Let's keep it on the quarterbacks here. Sam Darnold, as awesome as he's been this season, did lead the NFL in turnovers. Drake May has been prone to fumbling, especially in the playoffs. Playing in the terrible weather, of course, he's banged up. Who knows how much zip he's going to have on the ball?
Right.
There's going to be more turnovers than touchdowns in this game.
Oh no, there's not. No, there won't be. Even though I just said there's a bunch of defense that's going to be playing. I think there's going to be.
As awesome as these defenses have been playing, too, forcing turnovers.
I think there's going to be a clean game.
Really?
Yeah. How about this?
No picks on either side? No fumbles?
How about this? I think it's going to be a clean game.
No peanut punches?
How about that? How about this one? There will be more fourth down decisions that don't get converted.
Than turnovers.
Than turnovers.
Wow. Okay.
What do you think about that?
I like that. I like that too.
You know, although it doesn't.
I don't know if I agree with it, but I like it.
I think that there's going to be moments in this game where there'll be fourth downs to go for it, and they won't get made.
You don't think this game has?
Although there's neither of these coaches have been, like, if this was McVay versus Sean Payton.
Oh my goodness,
or Ben Johnson versus Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't be pushing back on me. You're just
no.
Thinking,
I'm thinking this game has some slot potential in terms of. For
why?
Well, you know, look, Drake May has looked, a little rattled in some of these playoff games. Sam Darnold, this is obviously the biggest game of his career. You know, Super Bowls tend to start a little bit slow in the first quarter. The Patriots, Tom Brady notoriously never scored in the first quarter of his Super Bowls.
More turnovers and touchdowns.
I mean, look,
the spread
is telling you maybe 5 or 6 touchdowns. You don't think we get 5 or 6 turnovers?
No way. No chance, man. Okay. These teams are way too buttoned up, and
but the defenses have been playing lights out.
I understand that, yeah. But I that would mean a bad Darnold game, and I'm not going to put that
or a bad May game, which is possible.
When have you seen a bad May game? Like a bad May game, like where it's just like, that kid lost it for us.
I wouldn't say lost it, but Denver.
That's what you're talking about.
Denver was not sharp.
Yeah, but nobody was sharp in Denver.
I don't know. Okay. Everyone's telling me that was football weather.
Oh, boy.
Let's move on to some of the coaches. We are now all filled. 10. All 10 slots have been filled now in the National Football League. 10, the most we've had in quite some time. 2 of these coaches hired in this cycle, 2 of them, are going to make championship weekend next year.
Next year. So you're looking at, I'll take Joe Brady as 1.
Okay. I like where you're at there.
I'll take Joe Brady as 1. And the NFC doesn't have too many coaching changes. I don't think Stefanski's going to make it with Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, really?
They're the best team in that division.
So NFC championship game. NFC championship game. NFC.
The Patriots won 4 games last year.
No, I know that, but the
with a roster not as good as Atlanta's.
Oh, Chris, don't walk into the Patriots had an easy schedule and an easy go of it.
I'm not.
There's no Lamar. There was no Burrow.
No. What I'm telling you is
there was no Mahomes.
I'm telling you their roster's not as good not as good as Atlanta's.
I'm just saying the conference is not as good as the NFC. At the end of the day.
Okay.
At the end of the day,
interesting.
We will be potentially talking about this in another overreaction
better
Monday.
Quarterbacks in the AFC.
Unless they had their knees blown out or their hamstrings give way or their toe get blown out.
But if you look at the
Burrow wasn't around the whole season. Lamar was basically half himself all season. Mahomes wasn't there for a third of the season, pretty much a quarter of the season. Come on now. I might take Jesse Minter as well, but that would be the Bills Raven. Let's call it.
There's 2 Bills Ravens. There's 2.
I'm going to call it right now. Cause if I'm right, we'll be playing this tape over and over again.
There you go. That answers the question.
Yeah, I know, but the odds that the AFC championship game are going to be new coach versus new coach for teams that are otherwise hoping to get over the hump. One will get the Super Bowl. One owner that made a move in Baltimore or Buffalo to say, we need to get over the hump with a new guy. We'll get it rewarded right away.
It's happening right now.
Jeez.
No John Harbaugh? Giants?
It's a tall order, man. The Giants.
Jackson Dart in his second year?
Huh?
Jackson Dart in his second year.
I get it, but
to QBs.
Take the Giants to the NFC championship game, meaning, one of these other terrific teams that made the Final Four won't make it again.
Just look at this season, how crazy it was.
Oh, man. So who are the other NFC coaches? But Mike LaFleur, we're not going there.
No, I don't think so. Probably not.
Yeah, most of the changes were made in the AFC.
Okay.
So I'll call this an overreaction, but my finger's on the chess piece with saying if it isn't, then it's going to be Baltimore versus Buffalo in next year's AFC championship game.
Very reasonable.
And a new first-year head coach is going to make the Super Bowl.
Second year in a row in the AFC.
Yeah.
Okay. We're always looking for who's next, right? Mm. We love a redemption story. This Super Bowl is all about Sam Darnold. I think we can be honest about that.
Yeah.
Who's the next Sam Darnold, Rich Eisen? I'm going to put my finger on these guys. Either Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, or Mac Jones is the next Sam Darnold. Got to think of guys who've now played on multiple teams.
Zach Wilson didn't even get a shot in Miami. when the thing was falling apart. Like Sam Mike Darnold, McDaniel going out the door, even
Sam
though he
Darnold
didn't think
was terrible in Carolina after three games. Goes to San Francisco, doesn't even play.
See, Mac Jones is a cop out for you.
Well, he's on his four. He's played on four teams already.
But he's already on the Sam Darnold plan, which is to spend time in camp Kyle Shanahan.
But he's not a free agent. Someone would have to go get him.
Here's the next. I'll tell you the overreaction. Overreaction, because you missed out. You missed the name. It's Malik Willis. Malik Willis is the next Sam Darnold. Malik Willis is the next guy who's going to go somewhere, get one shot. So let's see if you can be the bridge.
Okay.
Let's see if you can be a little bit more than the bridge. Let's see if you can make our lives, lives better, but also give us a first-class problem about what do we do? What do we do? And this kid went to Camp LaFleur, right? And in the same way that the Titans couldn't figure it out with him and also bounce Vrabel, this will be another difficult moment for the franchise to swallow to watch what this kid can do. Because what he did in Green Bay is real. And we saw it against real opponents. We saw it against the Bears. We saw it against the Ravens, although in a loss. We saw flashes of excellence, two-way ability. We saw also he's a first-class individual. The way that he was introduced to most of the NFL fans was at the Combine, where somebody was taking a video of him opening up his swag bag and giving away free stuff that he got to somebody on the street who clearly was in need. I would be all over him. And hopefully convince him to come to my spot. And he will get the opportunity. And then he will also be under a contract that isn't $50 million a year, $60 million a year. You're wondering, are we going to get our return? Daniel Jones appeared to be the next Sam Darnold until his Achilles.
Yeah, I thought about putting him on there, but
I think he's already shown that he has the ability to take somebody.
Right, and so is Malik Willis, which is why I didn't really include him. We're looking for someone, through the cracks.
Malik Willis has shown a couple games,
a little bit,
but Mac Jones is already on the plan. Trey Lance and Zach Wilson have some work to do to be the next Sam Darnold. But I like where your head is at on this question.
All right,
sir.
Thank you. Rich, last year in New Orleans, we had a very giant human sitting next to you, Myles Garrett, the defensive player of the year again this year, I got to imagine. Uh-huh. And he looked you right in the face, Rich Eisen, and I think he lied to you. I think he said he was done playing
with the Cleveland Browns?
And that he cares about winning, and it was all about championships.
Careful,
and
he's going to be at the Super Bowl.
I understand.
And he's going to win the defensive player of the year.
I know.
Probably unanimously.
I hope I don't run into him. Myles Garrett, Rich, he's going to ask for a trade from the Browns again.
Okay?
And he's right to do it.
Yes.
Again.
I agree. I don't know if he's going to do it again.
He's going to do it. What is the plan? Remember he told Andrew Siciliano that he was in on the plan and down with the plan. What happened last year couldn't have been the plan.
It couldn't have been the plan, nor could hiring Todd Monken away from the Ravens be the plan. Correct. Right. I don't know what the plan is. Could the plan work? Could Deshaun Watson come back and could Myles Garrett do what he's doing? And potentially, Jim Schwartz being livid about
seems like that might be
the
straw here.
Well, again, that might be the straw here, but Jim Schwartz might take a page out of Myles Garrett, which is like, I am not at all in the Browns camp. I am not ever going back to that place because, how much?
Sure.
Wait, how much?
Wait
a second. Sure. I'll be your defensive coordinator and finish out my contract. Mm. Oh, yeah. Todd Monken's my new BFF. Sure. Oh, so I'm a head coach technically of the defense, and he's the head coach everything else, and I get to sit here and coach the Cleveland Browns defense for how much? He might take that page from Myles Garrett, which
playbook.
Is like, I think it stinks around here.
Yeah.
And every single fan can't blame me for saying it stinks around here.
How many zeros?
Although fans were all over Myles when he was saying what he said.
Yeah, of course they were. Yeah.
But then after a while, it's just like, can't blame him. And then he's like, how much? So he's still there. And I think Jim Schwartz is under contract. And if he wanted to go to San Francisco, they hired Raheem Morris, which is a very nice hire.
Yeah, that was a smart move.
In that spot. And they're going to love him, and he's going to love them, and he's going to get his resume.
He's on the Salah track.
Well, I mean, and don't forget, the guy before Salah got, you know, obviously Steve Wilkes didn't get a job, but, you know, D'Amico Ryans did as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
I don't think he's going to ask for a trade again, so that's an overreaction, but is he right to do so again?
So if we run into him this week, you're not going to ask for a trade?
No, he might just smile at you and say, who the hell are you?
I mean,
you know,
he's right to do that, too.
So it might stick your head underneath his arm and think that you're some sort of antiperspirant.
Jeez, he's so huge.
Get out of here.
All right, Rich, two more, and we'll finish this up, and we'll get to Super Bowl week.
Yep.
Looks like the Raiders have their guy. Clint Kubiak is going
to
be there.
Well, he's intending to try. He's intending to try to work on a deal was the verbiage that we saw over the weekend.
Language is an interesting thing. Yeah. Behind him and Fernando Mendoza, who obviously is going to go first overall pick. Yeah. The Raiders won't finish in last in the AFC West next year.
Who will? Who will, Chris? Who will? Call it. I know you want to say it. Say it. Say the words Kansas City Chiefs. Say it. Say it. Say it. Go on. Say it.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
But they don't have a quarterback.
Ridiculous.
Here on February 2nd.
A healthy quarterback. They have a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
A healthy
quarterback. He's got one leg.
Let me ask you this question. Pat Mahomes shows up in training camp walking around doing his thing.
But of course that's what's going to happen.
Patrick Mahomes running around like a deer week one of the season.
He should not start the season.
Would surprise you. You'd be like, that is surprising. That is surprising.
I would be shocked.
Shocked.
Because he had two.
Shocked.
It wasn't just a clean ACL. He had some other stuff going on in there.
I got you.
Okay?
I got you.
Honestly, he should think about sitting out next year.
Okay. Sitting out entirely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're crazy. Yeah. No, I think the Raiders have a lot more to go, and I think you're overreacting.
You like there? Do you like there?
I think Clint Kubiak could be a terrific mind. The way he is dialing up the offense for Seattle is terrific. He has been a perfect man for the moment, a great hire by Mike McDonald. Obviously, Ryan Grubbs was there before. From University of Washington and all that stuff, and it didn't work. They moved on, and yada yada yada. They're in the Super Bowl. I get it. He might be the next new Ben Johnson, the next hot shot, all of that, and I hope he is for the Raiders and for Brady and for everyone. But a fresh out of the box Fernando Mendoza behind that offensive line, you know, you might plus him up what 3-4, but in this division. In this division, even if you plus them up 5 in this division, you might still finish 8-9, 7-10, which would be last place. More likely than not.
Interesting.
So you think the Chargers aren't going to get better or at least stay as good, and you think the Broncos aren't going to get better or at least stay as good.
The Broncos might have
and
a
so
little
you're
hangover.
Pegging, you're pegging. Okay.
I would actually argue.
You got to tell me who's in last. And you're saying Kansas City Chiefs finished last
Kansas
place.
City. I'm saying Kansas City because That's of the crazy. Roster. Jay Failey, this is for you. I could make a really strong argument that the Raiders next year have the best QB running back pass catcher trio.
With Brock Bowers, obviously.
And Ashton Jensen. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Behind what line? And And it's a legitimate question. Now, they do have $90 million in cap space.
I think
they
their can offensive go ahead line and start buying just, some people. It's going to be just fine.
They could do that. They could buy some people and make the right moves. Okay. But they still have to, even plus up 5, have to get past everyone else in the division.
That Chiefs roster is not good.
And you know I'm a Raider lover. I love the fans, and I love their passion, and I root for them.
NFL's better when the Raiders
They have
are
been
good.
Kicked in the nards quite a bit.
Yep.
But
that's true.
This is a tall order, my man.
Understood.
What else?
Last one.
Finish up strong, Chris.
Here's how we're finishing, Rich. We love brothers. Obviously, you got a brother, I got a brother. You know, they don't do what we do, but that's fine. And two of these guys got jobs in this cycle, talking about Mike LaFleur and John Harbaugh.
Yes.
The LaFleurs and the Harbaughs combined
yes.
will win more games than multiple entire divisions next year.
Okay. So let's say Green Bay does a little bit better next year, wins 11.
Sure.
Let's say the Cardinals do a little bit better this next year. Would you give them seven?
I was going to say six.
Okay,
sure,
so that's
sure.
still okay. So we just came up with 17.
That's still 17.
The Chargers. Let's give them 12 wins.
Okay.
And you want to give how many wins? You want to give the Giants 10, 11?
Oh, that's really high.
I know it is.
Let's go over 500. 9-8
for the Giants.
Yeah.
You were talking before about why won't John Harbaugh make the championship game?
I mean, well, that
are you going to sneak in as a seven seed and go on an epic run?
That's what happens with the Giants.
Okay.
10? Let's go 10.
What? Add them up. What do we just give them?
So what do we say, Chargers? 12?
Yeah, why not?
22, that's 29 wins. Sorry, 39 wins.
39 wins. So combined, that'll be more than multiple divisions.
Yeah.
Multiple divisions. All right,
There were some bad divisions.
So you don't have your numbers. You don't even have your numbers. You're just throwing things out there, and then you don't have your numbers.
Well, my computer, but I had to re-log
in.
I had to redo the login thing.
See, your computer's even saying this is an overreaction. Even your computer's telling you how
all
off
right,
you are.
AFC East had 36 this year.
Uh-huh.
Okay. AFC North, they were not good. They only had 29. Let's go.
That's one division that they would have more than.
NFC West, okay, yeah. They were the best.
Yeah.
They had 41.
Right.
Okay.
How about the NFC South?
NFC South.
You had three eight-win teams.
NFC South had 30.
Okay. So you just pegged two divisions that they would have had more wins than.
The North had 38.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is doable. The LaFleurs and the Harbaughs
combined
will beat multiple divisions.
All right, put a pin in that one.
Okay,
I like it. I'll call it an overreaction.
I think that one's good. I don't know. I think that's going to come home the roost.
Super Bowl 60, baby.
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous.
we're gonna be in downtown San Francisco. For those of you who are taking in this show before the Wednesday of this week of Super Bowl week, and you're in the Super Bowl town, come see yours truly and Chris Berman on the stage at the Strand Theater.
Cannot wait for
get
this.
RichEisenLive.com is a spot to get your tickets. It's a live recording of a new podcast series that we're going to be launching later on this year called This Was SportsCenter, where I'm interviewing OGs, some other guests that I've already got in the can, Mike Greenberg, Chris Fowler. Yeah, Chris did some SportsCenters before he did everything else that you know of him, from college football to tennis and more. And then all week long, our guest list is quite strong. Hall of Famers galore all 3 days. Some celebrities, Keegan-Michael Key on Friday.
Right.
Octavia Spencer on Wednesday.
Hey now.
Words I've never said before.
No. Is Seth Rollins going to lie to us again?
Seth Rollins will be there. The host of the Liar Liar Pants on Fire edition of the Rich Eisen Show will be there as well. And you should be too. So thanks for taking in this show all season long. We'll be back next Monday with a post Super Bowl 60. We know who's won it all edition of Overreaction Monday. For Chris, I am Rich. Peace out.